A new ad attacking State Representative Francesca Hong in the race for governor is drawing a response. Some Democrats say it represents Republican meddling in the primary. It's Friday, July 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up on the show today, we've got fundraising totals from the candidates in the primary, see who's up and who's trailing. Plus, from Wisconsin Life, take a bike ride with a group who want to pedal the old-fashioned way.
All of these bikes are of mostly British manufacture, and all of them are equipped with 3-speed internally geared hubs.
Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with Wubin Soccer, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the Wubin Soccer collection today.
A $2 million television ad campaign by the Republican Governors Association says Francesca Hong is too liberal for Wisconsin. Corrine Hess has more on the ad spot against the high-profile Democratic socialist and a leading candidate for governor.
We are the campaign that will actually go back to our progressive roots.
That's liberal Francesca Hong.
And that's the intro of the new television ad Republicans are running to introduce voters to Hong. The Republican Governors Association says once voters learn about Hong's record, they will see she's too liberal for Wisconsin. But some Democrats, including Hong's opponents, say the GOP's ad buy is aimed not at tearing Hong down, but at raising her profile in the primary. One Democratic strategist says Republicans are, quote, trying to pick an opponent they think they can beat. The Hong campaign doesn't appear to view the ads as a problem. On social media, Hong thanked Republicans for highlighting her plans. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A former employee is suing Mayo Clinic after blowing the whistle on AI tools and review processes that she claims put patient data at risk. Tracy Tomiko Etto claims her role as director of research operations was eliminated after she raised concerns about health system leaders circumventing a standard research review process. The lawsuit also claims leaders failed to act when one of the AI tools put secure data at risk. In a statement, Mayo Clinic said the health system is, quote, committed to the responsible development and deployment of AI. Carola Kreitmeyer from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health says healthcare systems have an obligation to ensure the safety of AI technology.
We would not use an MRI machine that we don't have insurance that it's sort of safe and does the job it says. So it's really the same.
She says hospitals are still navigating how to capture the benefits of AI while guarding against the real risks to patient privacy. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez reported only having around $35,000 in cash after firing the manager of her campaign for governor. Rich Kramer has more on the latest finance reports from the race.
The latest number from Rodriguez came with some added drama. Hours after she released it, she reported a cash balance that was hundreds of thousands of dollars higher, only for her campaign to walk it back. The $35,000 balance has Rodriguez's Democratic primary opponents claiming she's no longer a viable candidate and that they're the party's best option for the general election. Mandela Barnes led in fundraising with around $840,000. Francesca Hong brought in nearly $709,000. Joel Brennan and Kel DeRoyes weren't very far behind. While the primary among Democrats has split donor resources, Republican Tom Tiffany's campaign is essentially unopposed. He's raised more than $8 million this year with the help of about $6 million from the state GOP. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Much of Wisconsin is still covered in smoke from wildfires, creating hazardous air warnings from the Northwoods to Milwaukee. Air experts and doctors want everyone inside with the air conditioning on and to avoid the outdoors. Craig Czarnecki of the Department of Natural Resources said yesterday the smoke levels were some of the worst recorded in DNR history.
This is really the highest concentrations of smoke that we've seen in any of these episodes the last few years.
Dr. Mark Moss, an allergist with UW Health, says there are real health risks due to small particles in the smoke. Even healthy people can feel symptoms like air hunger.
Where people are feeling chest tightness or shortness of breath and feel like it's very difficult to get a deep breath, they should immediately try to get indoors.
Experts say if you have to go outside, wear a mask. An air quality alert remains in effect until noon today. Conservation advocates fear habitat for endangered species is at risk of development in Wisconsin. As Daniel Kading reports, that comes after the Trump administration rolled back protections under the Endangered Species Act.
The Trump administration finalized a rule that limited the definition of harm under the law. Federal regulators have long found it includes significant change or degradation of habitat for protected species. Now conservationists say the change opens the door to development. Stan Temple is a retired professor with the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You don't have to be a lawyer to understand that destroying or altering a species' habitat is harming it.
Wisconsin has 25 federally listed species, including the piping plover. Temple says the shorebird may be most affected by the change because it nests in lakefront areas that are vulnerable to development. Conservation groups have sued over the rule. A spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the agency will vigorously defend it. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, we'll hear from the Nutters, who dress in 19th century clothing to ride antique bikes along Wisconsin's border. Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Picture this. It's a warm spring day at a park on the river. Dozens of people sporting tweed jackets, wool suits, dresses, and breeches are admiring each other's shiny three-speed bicycles. No, that's not a postcard from the pre-war English countryside. It's the start of the Lake Pepin three-speed bike tour. WPR's Beatrice Lawrence went to the start of the ride in Red Wing. She started by talking with ride organizer Noah Holzer.
We have been doing this for 24 years as of this year, and we get a group of roughly 100 people that we lovingly refer to as Nutters, because we're a little nuts.
That's right, they're nuts. Because Noah Holzer and his group have come out on an 80-degree spring day, dressed in tweed suits and knee-high socks, to ride the hills of the Driftless area on antique three-speed bicycles. The bikes are comfortable, but heavy. In the words of one rider I spoke to, it's like pedaling a Cadillac.
The oldest that we'll have here is probably going to be mid-40s, and the newest is probably going to be early 80s. All of these bikes are of mostly British manufacture, and all of them are equipped with three-speed internally geared hubs, which allow them to, well, have three gears and shift a lot differently than modern bikes that we're used to.
They're decked out with picnic baskets and old saddlebags pinned with Union Jack flags and souvenir tags from previous year's rides. Plus, they've got holders for flasks and tobacco pipes and vintage bells. The only rules for this ride? No Lycra, no derailers.
One of my friends said, this is cosplay for cyclists, is what this is.
That's Mike Beatty, who hauls his bike up from San Antonio, Texas every year for the Lake Pepin three-speed tour.
Yeah, I've always thought that was a great statement about what we're involved in.
The idea from the ride came from Noel Robinson, who lived on both sides of the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. He created the tour with his friend, John Sherritt.
My name is John Sherritt. I am the previous shirt tail organizer, so my title is shirt tail organizer emeritus. So he invited us to come down and ride around Lake Pepin. Well, we thought he was nuts. You know, we're not gonna ride three speeds around Lake Pepin, but after a beer or two, it made perfect sense.
In 2022, Robinson passed away in his sleep while camping on another bike tour at the age of 85. And he still looms large on this ride. His image is on pins and bumper stickers. There's even a cardboard cutout of him standing in the corner of the parking lot where we're gathered. And the ride itself has stayed close to his original vision.
This is cycling as it used to be, and it's cycling as it should be in the future. So you're actually doing a little bit of time travel. Old bike with old friends riding an old route. And, you know, we stop at old restaurants and look over overlooks and scenic vistas that are, how do we describe that? They've been around since time began.
But the Lake Pepin three-speed tour has never been about winning. The whole point is to slow down, to take in the scenery, and enjoy life at a pace that's rare in the modern world. John Sherritt puts it best.
It's the attitude of what we call a gentleman cyclist who realizes that it's not about getting there first. It's about the ride, not about the finish. So,
personally, I don't see anything nuts about that.
Beatrice Lawrence brought us that story on the Lake Pepin three-speed bike tour. The piece was produced by Sarah Hopeful. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And now for a check of the forecast. An air quality alert remains in effect through noon today. You can expect hazy and sunny skies, warm and humid. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are also possible. The high today is expected to reach in the mid-80s to low 90s. And then tonight, spotty showers and muggy, with lows expected to reach in the mid-60s to low 70s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy and a bit less humid. Temperatures expected to reach in the upper 80s. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Friday. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.